This is the EWN Radio Network.
I consider myself incredibly lucky. When I got here, I had two bags, my laptop, my cell phone, no cup, no spoon, no pillow, no bed, no nothing. And I didn't care because all I wanted was me, and I had me.
Most of us are box-in thinkers, and we still hear those messages from when we were children.
Cue music. Places, everybody, places. We're starting in 3, 2.
It's time for Life Interrupted Radio, a show dedicated to practical skills for your mind, body, and soul. We're hoping we'll go in one ear and stay there. Here's the host of the show, Sharon Saylor.
Welcome, everyone, to another Life Interrupted Radio. Oh, my goodness, I'm so happy to be with you here tonight. As always, every time it's a new show goes live every Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, I'm curled up here with a white peony tea. I just love it. It's got a real subtle flavor, and I'm so excited to have it here. What are you cuddled up with tonight? I hope you're cuddling up to listen in to two great interviews. Now, they're both pre-records, but that's okay because these are two amazing people and you got to catch them when you can, right? That's all about how we turn those life transitions into transformations. We transform and create those life, not so good moments into miracles, right? Grab what you can when you can is my motto. And when I was at the EW Women's Conference a little bit ago, Matthew Knowles, the founder of Destiny's Child and a mega superstar in the music industry, as well as being the father of Beyoncé, I was able to capture him for a wonderful interview on what it takes to be successful. And then also, I've captured the amazing mojo maker, Pamela Sylvan, and she's going to share with us what it takes to start your life all over again. We titled her interview, Two Suitcases and a Laptop, because recently she gave up what we all would say, wow, an amazing life. And she decided to create the life of her dreams using her creativity, and it's happening for her. So she's going to share with us how she did it and how you can too. So hang on and let's get started. Welcome, everyone. I'm here at the EWN Radio Network here at the EWN Conference, and I am so excited to have snagged just an amazing man. His name is Matthew Knowles. He's the head of Music World Entertainment. He's a philanthropist and successful entrepreneur. He's also the visionary behind the R&B sensation Destiny's Child, the manager of Beyoncé, and a founder of Music World Entertainment, one of today's leading entertainment and music conglomerates. He's written an amazing new book called 10 Traits of Successful People, The DNA of Achievers. And I heard him speak a little bit ago, and he just had some amazing recovery techniques, some ways to think outside of the box, and the 10 Traits of Successful People. We're only going to have a little bit of time with him today, but I had to snag him for the show. Welcome, man.
Oh, thank you. It's a beautiful, beautiful hot day in Texas.
Oh, it sure is. But talking about hot, I was so fabulous that you were able to spend just a few minutes with us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, because your talk on stage was absolutely hot.
Well, thank you, and I'm glad I have this opportunity. You know, one of those traits is giving back, and so hopefully this is an opportunity to some way I can give back.
Well, absolutely. Now, I know that everybody's life has a little few speed bumps, up and downs, and a couple of interruptions. Tell us about what is one that really stands out for you that was one of those pivot points in your life.
Well, you know, I shared a lot of those. I believe in our vulnerability lives our safety. Think about that. In our vulnerability lives our safety. And every time I get on that stage, I'm vulnerable, and I share what feelings are coming. And so from a childhood, I shared the many challenges of being African-American in 1960 and the 50s and deep south of Gaston, Alabama, and being the first in junior high and one of the first in high school, one of the first University of Tennessee, and the many challenges that came with that. that I still today have to work on self to overcome some of those. When people are making you feel like you're not, that you have very, very little self-worth, we know what that can do to people if they don't get help for that.
Worthiness, I think, is epidemic, that idea of am I worthy? Because
yes,
we do tend to believe what people tell us.
We absolutely do. And as you saw yesterday in thinking outside of the box, most of us are box-in thinkers, and we still hear those messages from when we were children that we can't accomplish this, you'll never do that, you know, you'll never be worth a hill of beans, you know, things like that.
Well, I'll tell you a quick little story of mine. Was a fifth grade music teacher, fifth grade, voice changed, heard me sing Danny Boy for the tryouts. She slams down the piano and says, "What happened to you? You sing like a dead cow in a bucket."
Well, you got a little better feedback than Beyonce did in the fifth grade. In the fifth grade, Beyonce was in a musical, and she was not good enough, according to the coach there, to sing, so she had to play a tree.
A tree?
And you know what I said?
Gives
I said,
me hope,
you have hope in Beyonce play a tree? You have hope.
I do. Absolutely gives me hope, because I just wanted to share it. You know, I went on to take singing lessons, and now I'm able to sing Happy Birthday. So,
well,
know,
there you go.
Score one.
Score one.
What are some ways that we can get past those voices in our head? Not even our voices, like that voice is still the music teacher in my head. What are some other ways we, like, exercise them from our head?
Well, it's again, you know, thinking outside of the box. You, the people inside of that box, remember yesterday?
Yes.
We tend to choose folks just like ourselves to be inside of that box. And a part of that is changing who's in that box with us.
That's critical.
Because we're going to hit walls as long as we're inside of that box. But to step outside of that box, leave those people behind. Get a whole new fresh number of people we associate with, both personally, spiritually, and from a business perspective. That's part of it.
Absolutely. You know, and that so corresponds with what Dr. Fab said on the show this morning, was for our health, look who you're hanging around with.
Yeah.
If you want to get healthier, maybe you need to change your friends.
Yeah, because in that box, if you're a hater, guess what's in that box? If you have low self-esteem, guess what's inside of that box? Those are the people inside of that box with you, and that's why you keep hitting those walls, keep trying to do it the same way, and wondering, well, I'm not getting different results. I don't know. You figure it out. Do you want to be a tree, or do you want to be singing on the stage?
I love that. I love that. I think it's kind of scary to shift our friends and, you know, step outside of that social box. But let's say we've done that. We're like, okay, that's it. I'm done. I'm moving on. What are some other success tips you've found in your research about this DNA of success?
Well, again, it's passion. It all starts with passion. Whatever you do in life, do your passion. You know, I said yesterday, I'll say it now, if you live in your passion, you will never work a day in your life.
Oh, I so agree. I love my radio show, and I just can't get enough of it.
I love what I do. I can't get enough of it. It feels good to hear someone say, I can't get enough of what I do. And that's what's happened when you live your passion. And so to the listeners, live your passion. And that's what my book, The DNA of Achievers, The 10 Traits of Highly Successful Professionals, is all about. It's about these 10 traits that will get you there. And I'm asking you right now to go to Amazon.com. You can just type in Matthew Knowles with one T, or DNA of Achievers.
Absolutely. And guys, it's a fabulous book. I got it the other day, read it all night, and I'm so thrilled to have snagged you, Matthew, for just a few minutes. Thank you for being on Life Interrupted Radio.
Hey, thank you.
Any one last thing that you just want to, one last point that if they could just remember one thing, I know we've covered so much, but what would you say?
You know, the last thing that I would want to say is just do you. Just do you.
Oh, I love that. Do you.
Just do you.
I love that. Thank you, Matthew,
thank
for
you.
Being my guest.
That was great.
Now, wasn't Matthew Knowles great? Oh, my goodness. I was so lucky to snag him, because his talk was just inspiring about how you can overcome the odds when you just step outside of your box. Step outside of your comfort zone. Yes, I know it's called comfort zone for a reason. But if you aren't happy, if you're not comfortable inside your comfort zone, nothing's going to change until you step outside of your box. And that's exactly what our next guest, Pamela Sylvan, did. We're calling this interview Two Suitcases and a Laptop because she took her creativity, her imagination, and determination and created a new life. So here's her interview, and I'll talk to you on the other side.
You know what I love? I don't believe in serendipity or, you know, coincidence, but then again, I do, because after Pamela was introduced to me, I just knew that we were supposed to meet and she was supposed to be on Life Interrupted Radio, because her story is so inspiring. If you've ever been a fan of Eat, Love, Pray, or any of those sorts of types of stories, Pamela has an amazing adventure for you. So I wanted to bring her on because I just so admire her guts and her gusto. So let me do a quick introduction so I can get her on here. Pamela Sylvan is a busy on-the-go publicist, magazine editor, and a mojo maker. I just love that. She consults with women who are ready to spiral up to a place of outstanding effectiveness in their business and personal lives. Her signature keynote, Make and Mold Your Life-Changing Decision, Four Steps on Being There. It's the cornerstone piece for anyone wanting to take a stand in their place of power while making the leap for their desired life creation. I just love that you are the master of your ship here. And Pamela's story is really behind that, because she knows from experience how difficult it is to move from that place of being ineffective. After years of struggling to make her mark in the world as a business owner and speaker, she now fully embraces that and understands what it takes to get there and to take that messy to marvelous, which is what it's about, Life Interrupted, taking those messy moments to marvelous. So, Pamela, thank you so much for being on Life Interrupted Radio. I know you're a busy professional, being a professor of public relations and a media coach and an accountability maven, and I could go on and on, but let's get to your story because it's such an exciting story.
Thank you, Sharon, for having me on Life Interrupted. I'm excited to be here and being in front of your audience. And I wish I had PNET too.
It's fabulous. It's really good. And so when we first met, through a mutual friend, which I just love people that say, hey, you know what? You two should meet. And they are, almost, because a couple of times I was like with people like, I don't know. But you always find a connection, don't you? And with you and I, it was instantaneous.
Absolutely.
What I had to laugh about was when we were just chatting, just like two friends, two long lost friends, you had this saying of when we were talking about your story, and that is a fabulous title, and that was Two Suitcases and a Laptop. And I just went, oh my gosh, that just caught me. That just hooked me. So tell your story of why I was just so fascinated by the title Two Suitcases and a Laptop.
Well, actually, title was really my second choice. Before I made my big leap, the title that I had in mind was Me, My Little Dog, and a Dream. Now, unfortunately, when I did make the move, I could not bring the dog with me at that point. So it just turned into Two Suitcases and a Laptop. So
you and your dream.
My dream came with me, too. So somewhere I packed that up, too. But Sharon, thanks for asking me on to share that story. And, you know, I'm a publicist, and I help people gather their thoughts around who they are and what they want to do, and if the type of leaps that they want to make in life. And I specialize on the leaping part, and I know how scary it is, because when you asked me to share what I do, and I thought about that story, while I was in the middle of it, I couldn't take time to really appreciate what actually went on until instances like now where I get to revisit and share. But just to go back about what that was all about, I was at a time in my life where things weren't going very well. I was married for a long time and I was ill a lot of the time. I was suffering from high blood pressure, and there was nothing else wrong with me. The doctors just went on and on and on trying to figure out what the problem was, and they could not find anything. Mm. And I knew that there was a problem, but I you know, I let the doctors try and figure out what was wrong with me, but I secretly knew what it was, and I didn't want to face the truth of that, knowing very well that I was desperately unhappy in my situation, in my relationship, but being too afraid to do anything about it because there are other people involved. There was a husband, there was a child, all those on the outside, you know, family members. I had, you know, a home, responsibilities. So you didn't want to rock the boat. So I made the decision to suffer in silence.
But suffering.
And you know what they say, suffering is a choice, right? So I chose to suffer. And there came a very auspicious day, I call it, when the ambulance showed up and took me away.
Oh, my.
And yes. And I remember when they arrived at the hospital and the back door of the ambulance popped open, there was an inordinarily huge amount of staff standing there. And the thought that popped into my head, although I was in really bad shape at that point, was it must be a slow day in ER. Because why are these people all standing around? Now, hours later, I found out that the reason that all of these people were standing around was that the ambulance drivers called me in as a stroke and did not expect me to really survive the whole thing. My numbers were catastrophic. It was crazy. So as the doctors and nurses were all flurrying around trying to get these numbers down. You know, they were poking, prodding, pushing IV lines in. It was just, all of a sudden became very quiet. Even though it was happening to me, I became very quiet. And I brokered a deal with life, with God, with the universe, whatever you want to say. And I said, this is my conversation with God time. I said, if you allow me to walk out of here, I will change my life. I know why this is happening, and I will do whatever I have to do to make this difference. Give me a second chance. Anyways, things went on. I finally was allowed to leave the hospital after some time. When the numbers came down, the nurses were just, they couldn't believe I was able to leave after all of that with those numbers. And I had to go out of town the next day, which was crazy because I was still not well, but I went. And still remembering the promise I made with life. But, you know, as soon as the crisis is over, you start to lose your resolve, right?
Yes, you do. Why is that? I wish I knew.
I don't know. Well, we got what we wanted, so we're good, right?
I guess so.
I got my second chance. Anyways, by the time I came back from my trip and landed on my front doorstep, I thought, you know what, Pamela, you know, you can give it a second chance. You can, you know, you're just being silly. You know, your life is good. Everything's good. What's the big deal, right? Just suck it up and move on like everybody else. Anyways, I walked in my front door. Now, just to give you a little bit of a history on something, I have this fish, a little fish in a bowl. It's a miracle fish because, you know, when you buy these little fish, they're supposed to die 2 weeks later, right? That's right. This one survived for a very long time. And I called it Blue. I don't know if it was a boy or girl. I just called it Blue. Now, I came back and I noticed that Blue was gone. And to find out it had died while I was away, I instantly knew that this was a sign that said, if you did not follow up on this promise that you made, you too will go the way of Blue. Now, I don't know that for a fact, but to me, it was a sign, right?
Absolutely. We have to follow those signs. If we believe them, then they are the right sign.
Absolutely. So I did not even take off my jacket. I instantly went and packed a bag. I went and told him what I was doing. I pulled my daughter aside and took her for a drive and told her what I was doing. I left and I've not looked back. Now, I stayed in the area for a few years until my daughter went off to university. I didn't want to just disappear out of life. And then I was teaching at the college. I was teaching postgrad public relations. And my daughter, this was the point that she was now going out of town to go to school. There was that point where we all wait for or want to change our lives, this sort of little eye of the storm moment. I said, this is it. I'm going to follow my dream. I called the school, told them, you know, you'll have to find somebody else for next year. I got rid of everything that I owned. I didn't need anything. And I packed up my two suitcases and I came out to the western part of Canada, British Columbia. And I spent a couple of months working on with a client for the summer, and then I ended up on beautiful Victoria, Vancouver Island, BC.
Beautiful.
Yeah, started a magazine, and I just started to rock and roll. And I asked myself, Pamela, are you going to go and filter back into what you left, the type of life that you knew, or are you going to magically somehow pull those rabbits out of the hat and start creating what you wanted to do? And I just started creating. First step, find a place to live. Second step, find a way to support myself. Now, what do I know how to do? I asked, and off I went. And it's just one creation after the next, every day, every day, every day. And I consider myself incredibly lucky. When I got here, I had two bags, my laptop, my cell phone, no cup, no spoon, no pillow, no bed, no nothing. And I didn't care because all I wanted was me, and I had me.
Oh, fantastic. You know, I love that story because it's such bravery and courage that so many people go, at the right moment, I'm going to do this. I'm going to take that step. And you had the courage to take that step and absolutely move into it. And this idea of, instead of getting there with just two suitcases, no pillow, no spoon, no cup, and wallowing, I love this part of you that said, I engaged my creativity. And I know we've shared over talks before about engaging your creativity and what that, how that manifests and how that takes, because I know some people might be thinking, well, I'm not artistic or something else. So when we get back from this quick commercial break, Pamela's going to share with us what it really means to be creative when we're going, stepping out, becoming who we're meant to be. What does that word be creative really mean? So we'll be back right after this quick commercial break.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more. This episode is brought to you by mindfulnessinactionbook.com. To get your free 4-minute guided meditation to relax, refresh, and renew in just 4 minutes, and who doesn't have 4 minutes? Stop by mindfulnessinactionbook.com now. This guided meditation is in handy MP3 format, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. Download it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com.
Do you want to be a better leader, have better relationships, become more self-aware, be a better communicator? Hi, I'm Sharon Saylor, best-selling author, professional speaker, and executive coach. And my life passion is empowering professionals to be the best that they can be. After years of working with professionals, I've discovered the 7 things nobody is telling you that can cost you your clients, sales, and even your career. And I want to give it to you free. You've heard my show, you know my passion, and maybe we'll be working together sooner rather than later. So go grab this ebook now to find out the 7 things that's costing you big time over at SharonSaylor.com/radio gift. Welcome back, everyone. We're here with Pamela Sylvan. She is a go-to publicist, a magazine editor, and we just all know her as the Mojo Maker, because she really helps you get clear on your life, get very effective on your life, and get right down to creating the business and the personal life that you want. She is fantastic at helping you make those life-changing decisions. And this is my words, not hers, but I'm saying her specialty is pulling out all those little creative bits and parts of you who really go, I didn't even know I had that in me. So, Pamela, I know before you mentioned about how creativity saved you when you picked up and started your life again, the life that you knew you were meant to live. But, you know, sometimes this idea of creativity, we can get stuck in the word and just go, well, I'm not artistic, I can't draw. But that's not what you mean by creative, right?
Well, no, because I can't draw either, not to save my life, really. So we are all creative. We are creators and manifestors. That's what we were born. Our creativity has been stifled out of us. As children, we had it in abundance. We had our genius with us. And as we move through life and grew into adults, those things have been conditioned out of us, but they're still there. We just have to re-spark it. So I knew that when I got here. I said, you know what? I have my mojo and I'm going to use that. So I would talk to myself and say, okay, what does this have to look like for you? So I created a business. I created a magazine. I created a boutique PR business. I created my Mojo Maker site and movements. I created my mornings. I create my day. I create my dinner. We create all the time.
Right, you know, but we never think about it. I like that you just talk to yourself. I mean, my first thought was, I wonder if people thought Pamela was a bit crazy talking to herself. But I love the idea of, you know, you just sit yourself down and have a good old chat with yourself about, let's get this moving. Let's get going here.
Well, you know what, Sharon? We have to, because we are the captain of our ship, right? Yet we give the steering wheel over to someone else because we feel other people know what we should be doing. But you know what? You know what you should be doing. But we don't give ourselves the respect to give ourselves the credence to understand. You know what? It might sound a little wonky, but it feels good for me.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it is interesting when you bring up the topic of other people. Oftentimes, I find that the people closest in our lives, it's not out of meanness or spite or anything like that. It's that their own fears sort of arise, and they want to make sure that we're safe. And I travel a lot in my work, and that's foreign to some of my family members, this idea of being in one city for a couple of days doing a training and then maybe even popping overseas for a few days to do a training and then popping back to somewhere else. And that makes them fearful and uncomfortable. Did you find that that happened, that when family members, well-meaning, kept trying to sort of calm you down or put you, you know, like, Pamela, come home, you know, get this out of your system?
You know what? I do understand that, but you know, the opposite kind of happened to me. My family cheered me on, and I really believe it's because I was doing something they wanted to do and didn't have it. They, you know, they had their lives securely in place, and leaving it would have been just maybe too crazy for them, but were watching me the same way we watch characters or heroines in a movie, and we're not doing it, but we're watching someone do it. So I was the character in the movie, because I questioned myself sometimes. I was like, you know, really, look at what you left behind. Oh my God, Pamela, what's that, right? People, yes. You know, that's just crazy. Like, what are you doing over here with nothing when you had everything that you worked all your life for over there? And, you know, the biggest point is the silverware. What about all that silverware? And what about the car? And what about, you know, everything that I left behind? So my biggest detractor at times was me, when I would fall into moments of self-doubt and recrimination and wondering if I did the right thing. And I would have to work on that and say, you know what, Pamela, you did. And if I really get stuck in that thinking, I use my accountability partner and say, look, this is what I'm thinking. Help me dissolve this so I can keep going. And I would. And then I would just go to the next day. You know, I don't go too far ahead. It's like, okay, the next day.
I love that, not going too far ahead. Oftentimes we can get caught in the what ifs and the woulda, coulda, shouldas, and we're out there into the future where no one can predict.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And if you're really mixing things up, sometimes it's hour by hour.
Absolutely. Especially when you're doing something, as some people would say, as radical, even if they're secretly going, oh, I want to be in Pamela's shoes. I want those two suitcases and a laptop myself. It can feel as if it's just moment by moment. Let's just keep this together and keep moving forward, because I know for you and for so many others that I've had on Life Interrupted Radio, that once they start that path and it begins to unfold in the way that they've envisioned for so long, that it begins its own momentum. That for you, it has just begun to manifest its own momentum, that at times you're like, whoa, where did this come from? So tell us a little bit about how you did develop going from leaving everything and then landing in beautiful Vancouver Island, to actually starting a thriving, successful business, a new magazine, and all of that. Tell us about that process and how that happened for you, because I know so many people would just have that entrepreneurial spirit, but really just don't know where to start.
Well, it's really about asking yourself powerful questions, taking time to dive deep. And it's almost the process I put them through when we're doing maybe a branding exercise, and asking them questions that are almost intimate in nature, to what is it that sparks you? What turns you on? Because we tend to think of, oh, well, I don't have anything. I don't have anything anyone's going to want. People want you. And that's the first thing I tell people. I know you have your thing, your product or your service, but really people want you to bring your authentic life and energy online. And what you do with that is the match, was how the magic comes alive. I love telling stories. I love bringing stories out of people so I can tell those stories on their behalf as their publicist. So I said, okay, what do you want to do? That's what I want to do. That's how the magazine was born. I wanted to tell stories. So I created a platform in which I was able to tell and share stories. And then I thought, okay, well, what did I bring from my old life? What nugget did I take with me that I didn't have to pack in a suitcase or anything, but it was just now inherently part of me. And that's part of the discovery process that you go through and find out those things, because a lot of it is hidden from our sight. We're so busy living every day, every day, every day, that we've totally lost sight of the beautiful, magical, genius part of ourselves.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things I find oftentimes is, as I work with people and begin to uncover those nuggets, they're like, oh, doesn't everybody do that? When you get to their little magic moment, it's still mm-hmm. part of them. They were most likely born with it. That they're
absolutely.
Just like, oh, what do you mean that's special? They have no idea that the rest of us don't walk around like that or don't have that moment.
Exactly, Sharon. And that's the first clue. The things that you take for granted because it's just so simple and easy is the place to start.
Absolutely. I just always love that moment where they have the instant realization that the rest of us really admire that about them. And how do you do that? And oh my goodness, that's something that you could absolutely bring to the rest of the world and show us this special way that you do whatever your passion, whatever that is, that your spark is. So I love that you brought that out, because I flash back on so many times when I'm actually in the room with someone, you can almost see that light bulb go off over their head when they have that instant realization of, oh, is that what we're talking about?
So, absolutely.
I just love that. And when you began to develop your magazine and things like that, I know as a publicist, share with us, how do we get out there in a larger way? Sometimes people will say, well, you know, I've uncovered my passion. I know I'm really good at this. I know, you know, the few people I get to talk to about it are really, you know, on, and they're really learning and they're really excited or surprised or whatever it is. They're really with me on it. But I'm stuck. I know with you being the mojo maker and you're just on a roll, how do you, I guess, get out there in a bigger way? How do you take it to the world at large?
Okay, and so that brings me to point number two, which to me is the most important part of this process, is before you start really getting out there, is to decide who you want to put yourself in front of and who do you want to talk to. And what I basically do is I determine who that one person is, because if no matter what medium I'm going to put myself in front of in my bid to be seen and publicize myself and what I do, I want to make sure that I'm speaking to the right person. So I choose one person that I would consider to be my ideal person, my ideal client or customer. And I basically try to figure out who they are, what their concerns are, what they're needing, what they're wanting, what they're desiring, what they need help with.
Well, Pamela, what do you tell somebody when they say, like, well, I can help everybody? Like, well, me, I'm a communications coach. Who doesn't need communication, right?
We all need communication, but there is a type of person or persons that you really want to hone in on. Some people just want to work with females. Some people want to work with men. Some people want to work with millennials. Others want to work with the baby boomers. Some people want to work with those that are in the IT industry. Some want to work with people in the medical industry. Some people want to work with people that are, they are just retired. So your audience starts to shrink to when it comes to a particular group or person that you really want to hone in on, because what you have to offer can specifically help them. You might want to work with people who are going back into the workforce. You might want to work with top execs only. Who knows? Right. Everybody needs communications, but how you're bringing it specifically out into the world, whatever it is you're doing, will benefit greatly that one person. Not to say everybody can't jump in on what you do. They can. But when you're setting up your PR or your marketing, you're speaking to that one person and everybody else gets to hear it. But that one person turns around and says, hey, she's talking to me.
Right. Absolutely. Years ago, when I was Michael Port's communications director, he has this famous saying that holds true, is that there are those you're meant to serve and those you're not. Don't waste your time. Just focus on those that you're meant to serve.
Absolutely. And we get lost in trying to be everything to everybody. And that just gets you really tired and lost.
It does.
And nobody hears a word you're saying.
Yeah, and frustrated too.
That's right. And nobody hears a word you're saying because you're stopped talking to them. In particular, you're talking to everybody, right?
Yeah, and I know when I found my tribe, I'd been talking to everybody trying to find my tribe, trying to figure out who that was, because I did know that, like, everybody could use good communication skills. Mm-hmm. And so it took a while to talking to different groups and varieties of people and places and cultures and all sorts of things to then all of a sudden one day at one specific meeting I was having, it was like, we talked before, the light bulb moment. I felt home. And from then on, I went, this is my tribe. This is the kind of people I'm going to seek out, because I just felt home. I knew that this is where I belong to be. And it happened that quick. Once I sorted through all of the different options and opportunities, and all of a sudden I went, nope, right here. This is my tribe.
And absolutely. And you feel it the moment you know it. And that's why it's so important to spend time. Who do you like to serve right now? Who do you feel comfortable with? Who hears you when you speak based on the language that you use most comfortably? Because nothing worse than trying to become something you're not to serve somebody you shouldn't be serving. That can't last. There's an inauthentic voice that's flowing through that, and the relationship will end sooner than you hope for, right? So start off understanding that there is somebody out there waiting for you, and to figure out who they might be. So when you're looking and you're searching, you've got your searchlight on when you go outside, it's easier to find them and it's easier for them to find you.
Just to interject for a quick second, not only then, but years ago, bless my mother's heart, she was trying to tell somebody what I did for a living, and she really didn't have a clue. I mean, she sort of did, but so it wasn't until I became very clear and was able to describe to others, including my mom, Mom, this is what I do. Yeah. And that now she is able to know that the right people. She's able to be a great connector and know, oh, this is the kind of thing that my daughter does. And
this is who
she serves. And so oftentimes it's not just for us, but it's for those influencers and connectors in our lives, so they get the message sent out there in the right way as well.
That's right. Help me help you. Absolutely. And that's part of the discovery process. And like I said, it's the part that takes up the most time, because there's no use calling, doing press releases and social media and all those types of things if you're not clear, your audience is not clear, and it's just confusing for everybody.
And it's sometimes hard to, once a message is out there and then you're like, well, that was sort of close, but I'm really this X, Y, Z. And then sometimes it takes a lot of re-education to your audience when they go, well, I thought you were doing, you know, that over there. When did you start doing this?
Yes. And you know, Sharon, we're speaking to your audience here. We're probably getting technical. But you know what? I don't want anybody to be afraid to even just step out and mix it up and try. And that's how you learn in your information gathering. Once you go out there, and you might fumble and stumble, but don't be afraid to do that or let that happen, because that's part of the learning process. A lot of people stall and they never go out there because, oh, I don't know, I can't get it right, what are the words? As you move, it will start to make sense to you. You will start to understand what your people are needing to hear from you. Just like you said, that not until you messed it up did you figure out who, right?
Exactly. I'm so glad you bring that up, because it does feel a little bit risky, but it isn't. You have to go out there and find your own path. And you may be on paths that intersect, or you get to a point where you go, you know, I thought this was what I wanted. It's okay to stop walking that path. It's okay to turn left or right or turn around. It's all a discovery process. And it's part of that creative process. If I reflect back on the art classes I'd had, there again, it was part of the discovery process. It's that, okay, there are no mistakes. It's just, what did I learn and where do I go from here?
It's all information gathering. And a lot of people do not want to go through the process. They believe, until I have it perfect and I know exactly and my business cards are perfect, they're not going. And I thought, well, you know what? If you wait to get it perfect, you've waited too long.
In all your vast experience, I'm thinking with all my coaching experience, I don't know. I mean, we've gotten really great and really, really great, but perfect, I don't know. Have you met anybody that's perfect yet?
Well, not yet. I'm waiting to interview them. because I have to tell you, I was on Periscope this morning, and you know, I was feeling so imperfect. I wanted to cry. I did a show last night. I got off it. I felt so imperfect. I wanted to cry again. I thought, all of this imperfection is just crazy. But you know what? Here's a decision I've made a long time ago. In spite of all the craziness or all the imperfection, I'm going to do it again. And I'm going to do it again, and I'm going to do it again. And that's how, you know what, I may never, ever get close to perfection, but this is what my people know about me. She's going to do it again.
Absolutely. I gave a big speech yesterday to a large audience, and in all honesty, I walked away there from there going, wow, I nailed it so many places, and I was giving myself internal high fives, Sharon. Each time you step out there and you give these trainings, you get better and better.
Yes.
Although there were moments where I said, except, let's improve on this section here next time. Let's, you know, that was a little bit of a surprise there. But celebrate those moments where you're like, oh my gosh, I am getting better each time I do this.
And people want to see that. They want to be, because if you show up in your your glorious imperfection, it gives people permission to do the same. Because waiting around, and let me tell you, in the world of PR, all that most people see in magazines and TV takes a lot of work to get it to look like that. They have to show up hours ahead before the camera goes on. So they show up imperfect to start with. And then they have writers and lighting people and makeup and scripting, and they just perform for you. But now, with the technology that we have where anybody can create their own platforms from their home, people want the reality of the situation, so they know that they too can go out and do the same thing. If I show you my studio at home, oh my gosh, what a joke.
But you know what I love to say to people when they come to me and they say, Sharon, you know, I appreciate, I was at your public speaking training and I really love this and that and everything you shared, but I'm, and then fill in the blank. And I always say, look, in all my years of doing this, your weakness is your uniqueness. And you take that, whatever you are calling a weakness, and you will find other people who feel this, that it's a weakness. But if you show them how it's a strength, oh my goodness, think of all the people you can serve if you take that preconceived weakness and turn it into your uniqueness and share with others.
Absolutely. People just want to know that you're real and you're having the same concerns they're having. It's camaraderie. It's relationship building. So don't hide it. It might be the reason that you get booked.
Exactly. Oftentimes it is. Oftentimes for me it is.
It happens for me. I went on about a situation I was having with my weight and how I was feeling about buying new clothes. And then someone comes up to the room and she says, would you, you know, and she gives me your card. And, you know, now I'm speaking at her association. It's like, all because I talked about my weight. Now, who thought, right? Who knew?
Exactly. Who knew?
Something I would have tried desperately to hide was now the reason that someone reached out.
You know, and it's funny, in all my experience of public speaking and encouraging people when they, sometimes if the event's long enough, I'll have two or three people come up on stage and to get some live coaching. And they'll tell me, whisper in their ear, their preconceived weakness, whatever it is. And I say, bring that out. And that's when the audience roars, like they're just, oh, authentically connecting with that person, when yeah. they're able to go, oh, wow, she's just like me, except she's got the courage to be up there speaking. I could do that too. And I think that's where it's really important.
Absolutely. And the third point I want to bring to your audience regarding getting out and being seen is, and it's going to sound so basic, but get out and be seen. Experiment with your media. We, as I said, we live in an age where we are, our connectivity is just immense. You know, now with even live video streaming, you know, you don't need to be an anchor on the evening news with a video, with a satellite truck and big cables. You just need your phone. If that's as basic as you can possibly get and afford at this point, do it. Practice speaking. Sharon, you teach people how to speak well in front of groups and different situations. And just get out there and practice in front of people. If you need to get yourself in front of someone that knows how to put these mechanisms and campaigns together, you know, go out and do a little bit of research and find out what it is you need to build your own campaign. Do your due diligence. A lot of it you can handle on your own. How do you want to get out there? Maybe baby steps. Maybe create a blog about what you do and put out some samples of how to help people. Three ways that you can engage, how to make the best vase in your next ceramics class. I don't know, whatever it is that you do out there in the world. But help people and let them see you as the go-to person. It doesn't matter your level of expertise. And let me give you a secret, and some people seem to miss this. He or she that is willing to put themselves out there and help and share really wins, if you had to think of this as a competition. It's not about how well you know, but please offer up good content and good work. This is not about promoting shabbiness. But if you feel that you're ready to go out there into the world and offer up your business for someone to consume, start by sharing it, helping people get started with what you do. Because if you are known as the go-to expert or authority in your field by sharing on social media or your newsletter or wherever else you show up, people will say, hey, now that I'm ready to make a decision or a buying decision, I go to her or him because all along they have been in helping mode.
And what I love to say about that and this idea of there's those we're meant to serve and those we're not, I always say, some people say, well, I'm not ready. I need just one more class. And you look at their all the letters after their name and you're like, why do you need one more class? I always say, you know, when you find your tribe, if you're just a couple of pages ahead of them in the book, you look like a genius.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the willingness to stand there is huge for people.
And the willingness to say, you know, and I'm going to use your name here, you know, Pamela, I just don't know that answer. Let's find it together. And people Absolutely. Are like, that's fine. Great.
But that's the, you know, the one-on-one on tribe building. As long as you're willing to take the lead for your tribe, whether it's 5 people or 5 million people, that's what they're looking for. That's what they're needing from you, your authenticity, your willingness, and your love.
Oh, absolutely. We're just about out of time. This has been amazing. I love that your spirit, your mojo, your ability to go out there and show people, look, just choose your life and get creative about it, right?
Absolutely. You know, just give yourself the kick that you're needing, because sometimes it's just a matter of that.
Oh, absolutely. I always say give yourself permission, because no, I don't know whose permission you're waiting for. It's not going to happen. Nope. So nope. Give yourself permission to create your own life.
Or you know what? You know what? I give you permission, guys. If you're waiting, here it is. Permission granted.
Absolutely. And how can they get a hold of you? Because I know many in the audience are going to be going, you know, this is the person I need to show me the way, and I want to get out there in a bigger way. And how do they get a hold of you and find out more about the kinds of services you offer to bring them out, to show them how to build their brand, build their image and their public and who they're meant to serve?
Absolutely. You can always find me at www.pamelasulban.com. I'm on Facebook. I'm just everywhere where social media exists. And for those that are periscoping, you can find me on Periscope as Pamela Sulban, Mojo Maker.
Oh, my goodness. Right up with, I keep hearing about Pamela. I keep hearing about Periscope, and I have a vague idea of what it does, but that's just...
It's a roller coaster ride. It's scary. It's thrilling. And once you come off, you're saying, again.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we'll have to save that for another interview here about this idea of getting out there with all the new technologies as well.
Oh, it's wonderful. Quite the ride. Well, thank you, Sharon. I so appreciate you and what you're doing out in the world and helping people to better communicate, because we need to have more people out there talking, sharing, and mixing it up. So thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you, Pamela, for being a trailblazer and showing others you too can just pack it up, like the title, two suitcases and a laptop, and go for it to create the life of your dreams. Just a little aside, I got an email from a client who's been my client for a couple of years and finally decided to quit her job and take that risk. And she was just sent me an email from halfway around the world. Just, and you, the smile on her face, I was just like, you go, girl. You
know? Yeah.
It was so exciting to be part of that. So if you've got a passion, you've got a mission, you know it's locked inside of you, be sure and get a hold of Pamela at PamelaSulban.com, because she's just a master at unlocking that and showing, guiding you along the path. And in all honesty, sort of speeding up that trip for you, because she's been there and done that, so she can show you, guide you, shine that light on the right way to go. So thank you so much. It's been my honor to have you on here, my dear. Oh, my goodness. Wasn't that fantastic? Thank you, Matthew Knowles and Pamela Sulban, for sharing how to be successful, how to get our mojo on, how to step outside our box, and how to think creatively about our life to create the life that we want. And as always, you go create the life that you want. Don't let interruptions stop you. You can find out more about me, Sharon Saylor, your host for Life Interrupted Radio, at lifeinterruptedradio.com. Be sure and connect with me over there, where you can get more goodies for you to be successful. And go make it a great week, whatever your adventures. And be sure and join me next Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, for a brand new podcast of Life Interrupted Radio, helping you thrive after the unexpected. Now, go make it a great weekend. Bye for now.
The information provided on lifeinterruptedradio.com is for educational purposes only. What you hear, read, and see on Life Interrupted Radio is based on experience only. The information presented here should never be used for any legal, diagnostic, or treatment purposes. Always seek sound legal, medical, and/or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on Life Interrupted Radio. You've been listening to Life Interrupted Radio. To learn more, listen to other shows, and gain free resources that can help empower your life, be sure to stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com. This episode is brought to you by mindfulnessinactionbook.com. To get your free 4-minute guided meditation to relax, refresh, and renew in just 4 minutes, and who doesn't have 4 minutes? Stop by mindfulnessinactionbook.com now. This guided meditation is in handy MP3 format, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. Download it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com.
Do you want to be a better leader?
have better relationships, become more self-aware, be a better communicator? Hi, I'm Sharon Saylor, best-selling author, professional speaker, and executive coach. And my life passion is empowering professionals to be the best that they can be. After years of working with professionals, I've discovered the 7 things nobody is telling you that can cost you your clients, sales, and even your career. And I want to give it to you free. You've heard my show, you know my passion, and maybe we'll be working together sooner rather than later. So go grab this ebook now to find out the 7 things that's costing you big time over at SharonSaylor.com/radio gift.
This is the EWN Radio Network.